Hey, how's it going, guys? So I'm literally recording this on my phone right now. I've been receiving quite a lot of voice notes from my really close friend called Janet, and honestly, I was just listening to them this evening and they were inspiring me so much. And I thought to myself, well, you know what? If she's inspired me, maybe there's a small possibility I'll be able to inspire someone out there as well. And I send voice notes quite a lot, so I was like, maybe recording a podcast as a sort of voice note style will help somebody. So this is going to just be a bit of a message about quitting porn, some of the things I've been learning lately. I'm still on this journey, still learning every day, still have a lot of junkie thinking, as me and Mary call it. And yeah, it's just been a crazy, crazy few months, to be truly honest with you. So I guess where was I at? Well, yeah, I was still falling into this habit. I'd say some of the things I've learned recently have been that positive reinforcement is very, very real. What that means is that these nofap streaks are definitely, definitely, definitely not the way forward. So it's something I'm really trying to get out there to a lot of people right now, is to not do a nofap streak, because a streak in itself has an ending. A streak is not something that you do forever, otherwise it wouldn't be called a streak, right? And so somebody recently in our coaching program was talking about how he's reduced his like viewing massively. He stopped doing it as much as he used to, and he was feeling pretty happy with himself. And this wasn't Mary being mean or trying to like discourage him in any way, because he felt like he was doing really well. But Mary did say it straight that, you're still addicted until you permanently quit this stuff. And she made this point which really just resonated with me, and it made me laugh when I first heard it, because I heard it from, who did I hear it from? Someone else in the coaching program mentioned it. But anyway, she said that having a relapse is like being punched in the face. It's like punching yourself in the face, I guess. And that's the thing, is that you may be able to get punching in your that's cracking me up. You may be able to get punching yourself in the face down to like once a week or once a month. But the truth is, you don't want to punch yourself in the face at all. Like, that shouldn't be something you ever, ever do. And so the way addiction works is that the neural pathways are basically going to be reactivated every time you have a relapse, and then you're going to be finding it harder and harder to quit. And so I'm not here to fill anyone up with shame or make people feel like they're not doing so well, because the thing is, with addiction, it doesn't reflect anything to do with who you are inherently. It's nothing to do with like who you personally are. And I know I've said this before, but it just has to be said, because there is so much shame around this subject. And I know I felt like that before as well. The reality is, though, we live in a world now that's completely over-sexualized, and it is disgusting. My friend, the other day, we were chilling in my flat recording a new video for YouTube, and we were talking about TikTok, because I'd fallen into the habit of going on it too much. As I say, I'm far from perfect. I'm just a normal guy on my own journey of sort of trying to improve my own life and get away from addiction and get away from compulsive habits. And I was telling him, I've been on TikTok too much lately. And he told me something really interesting. He said he'd heard something that was along the lines of basically China actually setting up the algorithm in like the US and the UK so that people did watch more overstimulating, over-sexualized content, because essentially it weakens their mind. And it did get me thinking, like, that's absolutely genius. If I was competing with another country and I was the leader and I wanted another country to not perform so well economically, perhaps, what would I do? Well, yeah, I'd absolutely basically infect young minds with addictive content which destroys their mental health. It's genius, but it's absolutely disgusting as well. So anyway, back to the point of porn and this addiction, which is destroying millions of men's mental health. I say destroying it, I don't think many people are aware that it's destroying the mental health. It's only when you escape it that you become aware of the reality of it and how it's holding you back. Because I look at a lot of people nowadays and I feel like they're not really like pursuing what they really want in life. There's like something holding them back. And I felt like that probably for the last, I don't know, last maybe 10 years. I mean, I remember doing theatre studies at school. I was really good at theatre when I was like maybe 14, before this whole addiction really grabbed me by the balls, I suppose. And yeah, I used to be good at theatre. I used to be proud of myself standing on that stage. And then I got to about 17, 18, and I'd enrolled onto a theatre studies course. And back then I was really, really struggling with this whole like addiction to porn, and I felt really low in confidence. I started to wear some clothes that were, you know, covered in brands like a lot of Lacoste and Ralph Lauren and Fred Perry I'd wear. And basically I was wearing all these brands and designer clothes, and I'd wear a lot of like clobber, as we call it in the UK. I'd go to like a lot of football games and just play football, and my whole identity just got wrapped up in sort of being tough in one way or another. I had a punching bag in my room at home, and I'd go home and listen to like some rap, UK grime or UK rap, and maybe some Eminem, and just start punching this punching bag. And everything around my demeanor was pretty tough. I kind of had this shell on. I didn't really want to be exposed. I didn't want anyone to really see me for who I really was, because I was so ashamed. There was this inner layer, this deeper thing going on within me, which was just hidden from the rest of the world. And it was so painful. And in theatre studies, I really struggled. And my lowest grade I got throughout school was in theatre, because I couldn't really express myself fully. And that's something which I feel like only now I've been able to overcome, getting into the flow state more often, thinking freely, not being restricted by this compulsive behaviour lingering on in the background of my mind constantly, whether I'm engaging in it or not engaging in it. As you guys will know, anyone following me for quite a while, you know, who's been listening to this podcast, as you guys will know, I was doing quite well last year on quite a lot of these streaks, but I don't know. I think at times I was still struggling because I'd be worrying about the relapse. And so it doesn't really matter how many days you go without porn, because if you're still on this cycle of doing the ups and downs, the streaks, the intermittent reinforcement sort of pattern of play, you're actually not free if you're still trying to avoid the triggers. The triggers are just triggers, you know, they're not a problem. If you know how to deal with urges. And that's where most of this content goes wrong. So you listen to this NoFap content and you consume it and think, oh, well, they've got 500,000 views on YouTube. Well, they must be talking sense. They must know what they're talking about. And then all these comments saying, oh, I'm so motivated now. Thank you so much, blah, blah, blah. But then when you realise that actually all that advice is terrible, you end up thinking like, geez, what's going on with the world? And the flip side is you don't realise that advice is terrible. So then you start to blame yourself because you keep on relapsing, you keep on failing, and you go, well, there's 500,000 views on this video and everyone's saying that's the advice, and I've taken that advice and it's not actually worked for me. Well, what's wrong with me then? I mean, it's a natural conclusion to come to. What's inherently wrong with me? What's intrinsically wrong with me if I can't actually succeed in quitting porn, even though I'm taking this YouTuber's advice and they have a million followers or whatever it is, you know? So that's the problem, is that we have all these gurus online now talking absolute nonsense, and I followed them for 10 years, and that's why I'm a bit pissed off, really, because I followed all this NoFap advice and it never actually got me anywhere, because half of it's about avoiding your triggers. Half of it's about self-development, and almost none of it's about actually dealing with your urges in a very specific way and actually changing the neural pathways. I mean, there is some people who talk about this stuff, don't get me wrong, but very few of them will actually give you a method of doing it. And so you're probably thinking, well, why can't you give us a method? And I guess there's three things I would say, and I've probably talked about it on a recent podcast, but what you want to know is, first of all, deprivation thinking. So you want to know that you can engage in this behaviour. You absolutely can. People won't talk about this enough, but it is a choice. You don't have to do NoFap. You don't have to try and quit porn. And you will never, ever, ever truly be deprived of porn. So if you try and avoid Instagram, avoid TikTok, have all these blockers in place, You're putting yourself in this like illusion of being deprived. But the reality is you're not deprived. So you're creating this resistance, but the reality is you can always go and choose to look. And it doesn't work, because the only way you'll ever be deprived is if we literally put you in a cave and, like, I don't know, like, leave you on a remote island and take away your phone, or put you on a raft and set you off to sea without any technology on you. Nowadays, you've always got access to porn. Always. Always, always, always. And so that's why blockers or anything like that won't work, because this problem's not going on in the external world with the external triggers. It's going on in the mental world, in your mind. You might be wondering, well, what about the emotional triggers like stress, shame, loneliness, anxiety, feeling disconnected from the world and everyone in it, because maybe you're working remote and you're stressed out and you're not getting help from your manager. Because I've been there before and had all these emotional triggers and then gone, oh, well, I just want to go and have a relapse now. But what about that? So what I'd say to that is, you know what, that is a trigger, yeah. And most people go, oh, what you need to do then is go to therapy. And that's the sort of route I went down before, is I'll start figuring out some inner healing work, do internal family systems or something like that. Did meditation for an hour sort of every day last year, almost every day. Probably not every day, but anyway, you know, I'm not perfect. Really, I'm just a normal guy having my own ups and downs and trying to get this message out there to people. But anyway, what about the emotional triggers then? Yeah, so people will focus on them and they'll go, okay, well, I'm going to do this inner healing work and change my thoughts, change my beliefs, and then I'll be free from porn. The reason that doesn't work either is because, again, we're focusing on the trigger, but we're not actually focusing on the urge. And the only time that these changes in the brain where you actually quit this addiction take place is in the urge itself. And if we're never ever facing the triggers, if we're using blockers and doing all this internal work, which is great, by the way, go do that, or if we're just distracting ourselves by staying busy, hitting the gym, doing all the traditional nofap advice, then you're not going to experience the urges as often. So you are going to get on a nofap streak and you are going to make progress as such. You're going to do a few months or a few weeks and you're going to feel proud of yourself and a bit more confident and have a bit more energy. And then you're going to have a relapse, because eventually you will have a trigger, because triggers are absolutely everywhere, whether they're emotional, internal ones or external ones. You are going to get triggered. You are going to have an urge and you're not going to know how to deal with it. And you are going to relapse unless you learn how to deal with the urges. That's why this is so important. I got really, really good at avoiding the triggers, really good at it. And I hit some really good streaks. And then I relapsed, and then I binged, and then I edged, and then my mental health was destroyed. And I don't think I've felt much lower. I really don't think I have. Then those moments after a long streak ending. So I just want to get this message out there, hoping it helps at least one person realize the truth. And the truth is that you have to deal with the urges. If you want to deal with the urges, start off by realizing you've got the choice. You can engage in this behavior if you want to. And then maybe start off with a pros and cons list. We do talk about this more in the program, so feel free to come and join us. Just go to thomasmolyneux.com and you can sign up for emails. I'll start sending you out some emails. And if we have a space in the program, I'll let you know. But yeah, I hope this podcast does help you. If you have any questions at all about addiction, more. I didn't really say that well. I am more than happy to help, is what I was going to say, though. I really am. But yeah, for now, we'll just start off with a pros and cons list. That'll get you sort of one step towards freedom. And then start to identify any junky thinking that comes up. So yeah, every time you have an urge, go through your pros and cons list and make your choice. But it is a bit more complicated than that. So that's why if you are wanting to like permanently quit this, then you might want to get in touch. And you can do that by just emailing me. My name is Tom. So it's tom@finallyquitporn.com. I'm on Instagram, Molyneux_Thomas. And my website's thomasmolyneux.com. So yeah, feel free to get in touch and I will respond to you. I will be there to help. Thanks a lot for listening to this podcast. Let me know as well what you think of the voice note style podcast. Just been sat on the sofa recording this. It's quite late at night, but I've quite enjoyed it. So yeah, I hope you're doing well. Remember, there's always hope. It is possible for you to quit this. You are going to quit this. I believe in you. And let's make 2024 special. Let's do this.